Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning, everybody. We are very pleased to have as our first guest today a guy who was just doing the new mayor a favor for a few months when all hell broke loose in the atmosphere and thrust him involuntarily onto a 55-inch center stage snowdrift. Of course, I'm talking about the New York City Sanitation Commissioner, John Daugherty, who was presumably getting ready to leave office and ride quietly into the Staten Island sunset. After 12 years as Mayor Bloomberg's sanitation chief, he also held the job for 4 years under Mayor Giuliani. Commissioner, thanks for doing this. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you.
You know, I usually welcome guests by saying thank you for your service only if they've been in the military. But with 55 inches of snow already this year, I think you qualify for hazardous duty pay. So thank you for your service.
Thank you.
How does this winter compare to others that you've been in office for?
I think this is more of a stressful one in some ways. I think the perception of the public has been heightened over the years. And the problem with particularly this month has been the continuing snowfall. In the past, when you'd get a lot of snow, you got one big snow and you had a kind of a break in between where you could catch up on garbage, get rid of the snow and get back to normal. But this one has been particularly difficult because every time you think something's coming and some of them didn't amount to too much, you got to set up for your snow operation and you fall behind on your collection operation. So trying to balance two of them has really been an exercise for the men and women that have to do that each day.
Now, when your crews are needed to plow or spread salt, they can't pick up trash at the same time. So the public's question, as you know too well, has moved from where are the snow plows to where are the garbage trucks. We tweeted a photo yesterday of a block in Crown Heights with the familiar ridges of ice where parking spots used to be, and on top of the ice, bags upon bags of uncollected trash. So what's the status right now of trash collection?
Well, currently, the areas such as Manhattan, part of the Bronx and Brooklyn, they have three-time-a-week collection. This week, they'll probably get at least two collections. And in the biweekly areas, which is basically the most of the Bronx, Queens, Staten Island, Brooklyn, they usually get two times a week. I'm shooting to give them two times a week. Right now, there are some areas, particularly the Wednesday area of collection, they're a little bit behind. I probably won't get their service until Friday of this week. So we're a little bit behind everywhere. Some people are a day behind. Some are two days behind.
Why do some neighborhoods seem to be worse than others for uncollected trash? I mentioned the block in Crown Heights. It's just a particular block that one of our producers happens to live on. Park Slope has also gotten some attention as a problem area for uncollected garbage. Is it random?
Brooklyn and a little bit in Queens have been the most difficult to catch up with, and a lot of that has to do with the poor footing for the sanitation workers. They're slipping. Actually, this morning I got a report, one of our workers out in Queens actually slipped and broke his ankle, and that's what they have to be careful out. And so going is very slow, and it just takes a lot more time to get it. And when you consider a lot of these areas have alternate side, which is not in effect, and it's very difficult for the workers to get in between the cars because there's snow and ice there to get at the garbage. So it's been slow. We've been moving people from Manhattan and other parts of the city into Brooklyn and eastern Queens to catch up on that garbage. And I said we are still behind, but we hope to do it by the end of the week.
Listeners, access to the sanitation commissioner. We have time for a few calls, 212-433-WNYC. 433-9692. We've also been collecting questions for you on Twitter and on Facebook, and we'll get to some of those in a minute. Are there things people should do about their own uncollected trash or the trash in the street corner garbage cans that helps the effort?
Well, what we'd like people to do is try and put their garbage at a location where the workers, or their recyclables even, at a location where the workers can get at it. You know, if you're in a low-density area, generally you have a driveway around your house. Maybe you can put it near the edge of the driveway, not so it blocks the car, but at least so the sanitation workers can get at it and they don't have to climb over the ice and snow. So they won't get hurt and they can probably move a little faster on their route and get the collection up a little quicker.
All right. Next topic, every New Yorker's favorite. alternate side of the street parking, which is still suspended at least through Saturday, right?
Correct.
I think if people live in a Friday alternate side zone, they could have left their cars in the same spot beginning January 17th and not move it again until maybe March. So have you just thrown in the towel on alternate side, or what's going on there?
No, we looked at it. I mean, this is not the longest we've had it out. In the storm following in the Christmas storm in 2010, I think we were, didn't do it for almost a whole month of February. My problem in there, one, is I need the personnel to do it, but at first I want to catch up on my collection operations before I shift to the alternate side parking clearing. The other problem is there's an awful lot of snow in there, and that's why I backed off on doing it this week. And the clearing of the alternate side requires you to move the snow out of the parking lane into the traffic lane, push it down, and try and melt it and put salt to it. And I want to watch how much salt I use. As everybody knows, salt is at a minimum in the Northeast. We're good here in the city. I'm not too concerned about us, but I do want to watch how I use my salt, and I want to watch how much snow I push out into the street. I don't want to create more of a problem. So Friday, I really got to start thinking, what are we going to do next week? And I have to balance everything out. I think from a collection point of view, I'll be in good shape, so I won't need the people. I should be back to normal schedule there, but I still have to look what I can do with it.
So that would answer, in part, the question that Catherine, our Facebook fan, posted, which says, after the initial snowfall day, wouldn't it be easier to have rather than suspend alternate side parking rules? It seems as if it would be much easier to clean the streets and encourage residents to clean up after themselves, I guess, meaning if you knew that one side was thoroughly clear to plow through.
It's difficult. I mean, we do want people to work this week coming up and over the weekend when they got time off to dig out their cars. Many people have not touched their cars since the first day alternate side was canceled. Many of them have a lot of snow around them, ice around them, so they've got to start digging them out and clearing the area, because if we do put it in next week on Monday, and that happens to be their alternate side day, if they don't move the car, they could receive a summons. So they better start thinking about how they're going to get their car out if it's a Monday or a Tuesday. So plan ahead and work on it over the weekend.
Joe on Staten Island, you're on WNYC with Sanitation Commissioner John Daugherty. Hello, Joe.
Hi. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Joe.
Okay, two things. One, first off, you guys do a great job on the hard circumstances. Second off, I live in Staten Island on Erica Loop, and we haven't had collection in 10 days.
Where is Erica Loop Wharf? Give me a closer street.
Woodrow Road, Shotwell Avenue.
Okay, I know where it is. Yeah, Staten Island 3. That should not be. My reports are Staten Island is up to schedule. Erica Loop. Okay, I will find out when I get back. I'll make sure we got it. But we should have gotten that street. We'll have to look into what happened.
Joe, thank you very much. Good luck with that. And now you're on the commissioner's map, it sounds like. And, of course, one of the controversies in the snow has been whether to close the schools on certain days. Do you or the sanitation department inform that decision at all?
No, that decision's basically made by the mayor and the chancellor. We sit in on the conferences at sometimes, and they ask us about how we're doing on snow, questions like that. But they basically rely on the National Weather Bureau forecast and what we have as our forecast, and the mayor makes that call. I think it's, you know, looking at it and listening to everybody talk, it's a very, very difficult decision. And I've, you know, been on calls, and the mayor is agonized over the time. So it is difficult to do. There's a no-win situation, similar to trying to clear snow from the streets and pick up garbage at the same time and move alternate sides. So sometimes it's a no-win no matter what you do.
Peter in Forest Hills, you're on WNYC with Sanitation Commissioner. Hi, Peter.
Hey, good morning. Okay, I'm going to just run straight to the chase. I have four complaints. One is the lack of enforcement on people shoveling their sidewalks within 5 days of snow stopping. I'm in parts of Queens, not Forest Hills, where they don't shovel. Two, the businesses are not shoveling out the fire hydrant, which they're supposed to in front of their business. Three, there's a number of bus stops that have not been shoveled, even just a pathway into the street for people to get to the bus, not even counting the bus stop. And four, the biggest complaint is the plows are putting all the snow on top of the storm drains, and what's happening is they're freezing over, and so as it melts, the water can't get into the storm drain, so it's creating massive puddles at the crosswalks where people can't get through.
Peter, thank you. Usually we have a 3-complaint limit per call on this show, but under these unusual circumstances, we allow 4. But seriously, what about his biggest complaint at the end there?
Well, the end, I've got our laborers out there. We probably have about 1,300 laborers out working today, and we've had them for the last week or so. And we're trying to get those catch basins cleared as quickly as possible. It's going to be impossible for us to get them all cleared by the time it starts raining tomorrow afternoon. So I think people who live in the low-density areas and have the ability to get to their corner and try and clear it, it'd probably be a benefit to them and for the neighborhood. We were aware of that. I'm very concerned about it, and we're going to continue to work on it as hard as we can, but to say that I'm going to have them all cleared, I don't think it's realistic, unfortunately. I was going to say, I agree with you on the sidewalk stuff, and we've been out there trying to write summonses, and it's a lot of people haven't done it. There's a lot of summonses to be written, more than we actually can write with the limited number of people I have assigned to it right now.
You know, there's a proposal in city council, has this crossed your desk yet, that says, if I've got it right, that rather than give tickets to homeowners who don't shovel their sidewalk, the city should send someone to shovel and then charge the homeowner for the labor.
That's an approach. I mean, I don't know how you'd work out the logistics of getting it done, but it is an approach to addressing that problem.
Who's responsible for the corners, which always seem to be the biggest problem areas, particularly with the slush lakes that develop? And that's probably going to even get worse as it warms up here and then maybe rains tomorrow.
The sidewalk portion of it belongs to the building owner, the homeowner that's on that corner. From the curb out is our responsibility. And here again, we've been working on them. It's been a slow go. And basically, I have laborers and some of our sanitation workers on that. And it is going to be a little sloppy tomorrow when we started out the wood orders late yesterday to make sure that anybody that's on a crosswalk, both the laborers and the sanitation workers, to ease up on a crosswalk, if it's clear, get after that catch base and find out where it is and start digging it out as quickly as possible.
New York City Sanitation Commissioner John Daugherty. Meredith writes on Facebook, that's one brave man. Anne wrote, how does the process work now as it melts? How does the underlying garbage and filth get cleaned out?
Well, that's what we're concerned about as we get the area cleaned up. I mean, I've seen times in the past when we almost had to send a plow down a street to push the garbage to one end. But the city has become so much cleaner over the years. I don't think we're going to see that. But we do know that it's going to be more work for us, and I'm probably going to be using some more overtime just to clean up some of the streets around the city to ensure that we can get back to a normal operation and a clean city that we had just before the storm started.
Here's a good question that came in. It says, are New Yorkers really less likely or willing to pick up after their dogs when there's snow on the sidewalk? Or do we just see it more with the high contrast?
I think they see it more. I think the public in general has made great improvements over the years on cleaning up after the dogs. And some neighborhoods are still a little difficult with that problem. But other neighborhoods have really turned around, and it's really been a major accomplishment, but there's still some people that are guilty out there, no doubt about it.
Let me change topics for a couple of minutes. You were one of the heroes of Sandy, I think it's fair to say, for your leadership and so many sanitation workers as individuals for their efforts, clearing debris, helping people with their homes. Can you update us on that? Do you still have a Sandy-related workload in the department?
No, we're done with Sandy, and you're right. The men and women did an outstanding job. I couldn't believe how hard they worked, and some of them I actually was talking to, particularly down in the Rockaway area. They had damage to their homes. They took care of their family, and then they came into work because they wanted to help their neighbors. They were really dedicated, had people volunteering for as far away as the Bronx. Hey, send me to Rockaway. Send me to Queens. Send me to Staten Island. I want to go out there and help. So it was a great high point in my career. And for the work the men and women they did during that storm cleaning up, they were fabulous.
Were there any longer-term lessons from Sandy, either preparedness or response, since you had never seen anything like that before from a sanitation perspective?
I think the biggest, it's not so much from the sanitation perspective. It's going to be what the federal government and even what the municipal government does to address more the federal government side, I think. What are you going to do in these beach areas? What about the berms? How are you going to address the problem with surges coming in? That's going to be an air area. We basically handle that storm in many ways like a snowstorm. You got a street that's not full of snow. It's full of debris from homes. And we had to go through there and pick it up and go through until we got it done.
Mayor LaGuardia famously said, there is no Democratic or Republican way to pick up the garbage. Having now worked for a Democrat, a Republican, and an independent mayor, how true or false would you say that cliche is?
That's true, definitely true.
And Mayor Bloomberg was a data guy, and at his best, and you served him for 12 years, At his best, he was an innovator on city services. Did he and you reinvent sanitation service in any ways that you would like the record to show?
I think the biggest thing we did, we worked on better communications and tracking of our vehicles, particularly after the December 10th storm, where we got in GPS on all our vehicles, and we improved our mapping, and we put that NYC plow up on a internet so people could look to see what we were doing as far as plowing or spalting their streets. So that was a big initiative after that. You also worked very good with us on improving recycling and going further ahead on doing more recycling in the city.
With some hindsight now, after that first January snow this year, what actually happened on the Upper East Side there? I always thought it was paranoid of people to suggest the mayor withheld the snow plows as a vendetta against the rich. I don't think it was the French Revolution played out on garbage trucks. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're correct. The mayor had no part in that. There were some problems out there. The mayor was up there the next day after a press conference. I was in a different part of that district looking at it, and it looked a little sloppy up there. But I think basically what we were faced with the night before was the traffic condition that night. The bridge was slowed down. The 59th Street Bridge, it backed us up. We got caught in traffic. The snow came down, and it just froze to the ground. And it was so cold at that period that trying to get it up just didn't happen as quickly as people had seen it in the past. So there was a certain amount of perception up there. And I heard from people who lived in the area for a while, and they said, yeah, John, don't worry about it. It wasn't that bad. So, you know, it's an evaluation of how we did.
So are you definitely leaving office, or is a reappointment something under consideration or something you even want?
No, I think it's time to go and let somebody take over. And, you know, maybe you hope the next person, and I hope they're going to be better than me and they're going to do a better job and they're going to come in with some new initiative. So you want to do it. I think it's time for me to move on.
Well, there's a lot of respect out there. New York City Sanitation Commissioner John Daugherty, after 16 years, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Up next, we have the New Jersey State Senate President Steve Sweeney. He is on what he calls a Sandy Bill of Rights tour, and we'll get his latest on the developments in Bridgegate. Stay with us.